From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with a quintet fronted by trumpeter Jonathan Bauer, whose style of trumpet playing has been compared to that of Lee Morgan. From his 2019 release Walk, Don't Run, with Alexander Geddes on sax, Ryan Hansler piano, Alex Dyring bass, and Gerald Watkins Jr. on drums. This is the opening track, Chattin'.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music from trombonist Michael Deese, part of a new generation keeping the trombone alive in jazz. From Michael's very diverse album from 2010, Grace, we heard his take of the Miles Davis classic 4, on which he also played tenor sax in addition to trombone, with Cyrus Chestnut piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Gene Jackson on drums. Clarinetist Eddie Daniels before that, from 1991, the album This Is Now. We heard the Bill Evans classic 34 Skidoo, with Billy Childs on piano, Tony Dumas bass, and Ralph Penlin drums, and trumpeter Jonathan Bauer at the top of the set. From Walk, Don't Run, a 2019 release, we heard Chattin'. Classic sounds from 1956 now, and we'll turn to a super band, featuring guitarist Kenny Burrell, pianist Tommy Flanagan, baritone saxophonist Pepper Adams, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Kenny Clark. This track first appeared as part of the album Jazz Men Detroit. It's also available as part of a 2-CD set featuring the work of Pepper Adams. The album 4 Classic Albums, part of the Classic Albums series put out by the English Avid label. This double CD features Jazz Men Detroit, Critic's Choice, the Pepper Adams Quintet, and 10 to 4 at the 5 spot, all in their entirety. From the Jazz Men Detroit sessions, this is Tom's Thumb. Thank you.
To say, and as we go. Let's take a lifetime to say I knew you well, for only time will tell us so.
Wrapping up that set of four with music from the debut album from tenor sax great Joe Henderson. First released on Blue Note in 1963, the album Page One, with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, McCoy Tyner piano, Butch Warren bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums, we heard Homestretch. Music from another debut album before that, this time from Vibes player Gary Burton. Released in 1962 when he was just 19 years old, the album New Vibe Man in Town. Of course, Gary Burton has gone on to help shape the vibraphone in jazz for well over 50 years. He's in a trio here with Gene Chirico on bass and Joe Morello on drums. We heard Joy Spring. The music of the Carpenters before that, as interpreted by Australian bassist and singer Nikki Parrott. From 2016, her album Yesterday Once More, the Carpenters songbook, with Ken Poplawski on reeds, John DiMartino piano, Frank Vignola guitar, and Alvin Atkinson on drums. We heard For All We Know. And at the top of the set, a super band from 1956, including Pepper Adams on baritone sax. Tom's Thumb from Pepper Adams, four classic albums. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for program number 1908. We'll begin our final set of the hour with guitarist Ted Dunbar and his quartet from the early 90s. The album Gentle Time Alone, with Mickey Tucker on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and David Jones on drums. It's the opening track, On the Bright Side. Thank you. Wrapping up that set and also the hour with music from the debut album from trumpeter Thad Jones. Part of the Jones musical family from Detroit, which also gave us pianist Hank and drummer Elvin. The album, self-titled Thad Jones, first released in 1955. On that track, he was joined by John Dennis on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and Max Roach on drums. A piece with a Latin feel to it. More of the same. Before that, a trio fronted by Italian drummer Andre Ceccarelli. From 1992, the album Hat Snatcher, with Thierry Ellier on keyboards and Jean-Marc Jeffet on bass. We heard the title track, Hat Snatcher, and we began the set with more classic sounds from the early 90s, 1991 specifically, from guitarist Ted Dunbar and his quartet. On the Bright Side, look for that on Ted's album, Gentle Time Alone. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I do hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.